Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your host on Athlete's Edge. Quick sports motivation. Ever feel like you're about to explode? Like your emotions are running wild, taking control of your thoughts and actions? Yeah, me too. We all experience anger, frustration, even that simmering resentment sometimes. But how we handle these feelings is what separates the winners from the, well, everyone else. Today, we're diving deep into strategies for managing anger and emotional reactions, not just because it's essential in sports, but because it applies to every single aspect of life. Think about it. A blown fuse at work can cost you that promotion, a heated argument with your partner can damage your relationship, and snapping at a kid on the playground can make everyone feel awful. We're talking practical tools, real-life examples, and some seriously potent mindset shifts to help you become the calm, collected badass you were always meant to be. Okay, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your emotional game. Number 1. Acknowledge your triggers. We all have them. A certain person, a specific situation, even a particular smell that can send our emotions skyrocketing. The first step is becoming aware of these triggers. You know that feeling when you walk into a room and suddenly feel your heart rate climb? Boom, there's your trigger. Recognize it, name it, and then figure out how to avoid or navigate those situations with more control. Number 2. Practice mindful breathing. Seriously, this is not just some pippy-dippy thing. Deep, controlled breaths send a direct signal to your nervous system to chill out. When you feel anger brewing, take 5 deep breaths, in through the nose, out through the mouth. Count each breath 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Repeat as needed. This simple technique can dramatically reduce your physical response to anger and give you a moment to think things through instead of reacting impulsively. Number 3. Reframe your thinking. Ever notice how our thoughts often fuel our emotions? That negative voice in your head saying this is unfair, or they did this on purpose. Bam, anger explodes. Instead, try reframing those thoughts. Challenge that negativity with something more balanced and rational. Maybe it's this is frustrating, but I can handle it, or everyone makes mistakes. Shifting your perspective can dramatically reduce the intensity of your emotional response. Number 4. Learn to express your feelings constructively. Bottling up anger only makes things worse, like a pressure cooker about to blow its lid. Find healthy ways to express your frustration, talking to a trusted friend, journaling, exercising, even hitting a punching bag safely, of course. Getting those emotions out in a positive way can help prevent them from building up and exploding later. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. This one is huge. Be kind to yourself, especially when you're struggling. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, everyone gets angry sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and move forward. Self-compassion is a powerful tool for building resilience and emotional well-being. Think about that time you were stuck in traffic, your patience wearing thin. You might have found yourself clenching your jaw, getting frustrated with every car inching along. But what if instead of letting that anger build, you took a deep breath, used those mindful breathing techniques, and reframed the situation? Maybe you could even listen to your favorite podcast or enjoy the scenery turning the frustrating experience into something more bearable. The key takeaway here is this. Managing anger isn't about suppressing it, it's about learning how to channel it constructively. It's about becoming aware of your triggers, practicing self-regulation techniques, and shifting your mindset to see challenges as opportunities for growth. By implementing these strategies, you can not only navigate life's inevitable ups and downs with grace, but also cultivate a sense of inner peace and control that will empower you in every aspect of your life. Remember, you've got this. Take action today, implement 1 or 2 of these strategies, and feel the difference it makes. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from it, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, a tribe of individuals committed to mastering their emotions and living life to the fullest. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep pushing your limits.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.